The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
Someone just left us a comment that said they can't tell our voices.
Did they? I didn't see that.
Say that they're different. Yeah, someone was talking about how we used to have video. And
oh, I saw the beginning of that comment and I didn't fully open it.
Yeah, but we used to have video for a moment there, but then we changed some things in the back end, so we do not have video enabled on our Spotify.
We still get questions about it so often, and it pains us because we loved having a video podcast.
Cool feature.
And also the music episodes that we have, people ask about those a lot.
I know, those went away.
They're features that we absolutely love, and we felt a bit ahead of the game being able to use those and like kind
before
of
before they were like went out,
yeah,
to everyone,
but getting ourselves in the position to be able
then
to do that.
Then we switched up some things on the like back end distribution section of the podcast, and then
it
so
was
we're
no
not
longer
able
possible
to do that, which is sad, but that's where we're at. Anyway, someone was like, I missed the video because otherwise I can't tell you guys apart.
Interesting. Caroline
and Catherine, we're gonna be talking about flop eras, and I think this one was interesting. I put up a question box about flop eras, or, like, asking you guys your flops, and no one said any, like, silly, goofy ones.
People did. There are definitely silly ones, because I saw them, too, but it was taken...
It was taken seriously.
But it was
like
taken very
flop.
Differently to different
yeah.
people.
Well, I was, like, one of my flops is, in a short term, was the other day I fell 4 times, fell off the treadmill. Not once, not twice, not 3 times, 4 whole times one morning. And I would say that was a severe flop because it was like I was rolling on the floor 4 different times.
But there's flops,
but then some people
and then there's
were...
flop eras where it's like a period of time where you look back and you're like, it's more so about like your behavior or like who you were at the time. Like feels like
yeah,
a flop.
I personally don't take it that deeply, but a lot of people were taking it real deep, which like go off. Kudos for opening up.
But essentially we want to talk about the concept of flop eras, like flops, flop eras, our opinions, and also share some of our own flops and own flop eras, and then also some of yours, because like Catherine said, we open up some question boxes and asked a lot of you guys to share them, so we have those all
lined
up for you too.
I just want to say before we get into the episode, one of Caroline's current flops is her eyelash extensions.
What? Are it's you claiming that as a flop for me?
It's just funny when you know what to look for, because I didn't notice until yesterday you said it. You said something about, like, oh, they're falling out.
They're falling out.
And so now, like, every time I look at you, I have to double take on the eyelashes. Funny. And it's just silly when you know you're looking out for it.
I'm like 3
otherwise,
weeks,
I wouldn't be able to tell.
Two and a half weeks maybe. Or no, maybe 3 weeks at this point. 3 weeks in to eyelash extensions.
What's the lifespan of them?
Like, definitely this is towards the end. I think it's like 4 weeks. So, but it's to the point now where, like, the majority of them are gone, but, like, there are some, like, stragglers. So now I'm starting to put mascara on top of them, but then it makes it, like, kind of funny. Normally? No, normally they're just standalone. You don't put anything on them. But I'm putting mascara on them these days. And so now it's kind of funny because then some will just, like, get so long with the eyelash extension plus mascara. Oh, but then others are naturally, yeah. So it, like, it's just a little funny.
Because the angle she's sitting in right now, it's, like, sideways. So you can really see. Anyway, highs, lows, and goals. My high of the week is, I know last week my goal was to do more after work, like at night, and I think that definitely happened. I feel like people were over here at least every day.
That's so often.
It's so often. That's but so it's just often. The truth. It's just the truth. And then I did.
And that was your goal last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, so that's like, why I just said that.
Oh.
So I completed my goal, which is crazy, because normally I set it and forget it, if we're being quite honest. Mm-hmm. It's just something to think about. But I also cleaned my room today. Or I cleaned my room yesterday, and then I messed it up again today because I was, like, getting dressed. First of all, my friend texted me, I'm on my way, earlier than they said they were coming over, and so I had to speed run getting ready, and so then I made a mess, and then I had to speed run cleaning it up, the mess, but that's that. Oh my god, also, we got grapefruit juice.
Ian kind of was going to make mimosas this morning and bought orange juice and grapefruit juice, and then we didn't. So now we have a jug of orange and grapefruit juice.
I didn't want... Like, I said we're getting grapefruit juice also because I really want grapefruit juice, even as standalone, and doesn't that sound so good?
It does. It sounds like, so good. I am not a huge juice drinker in general, but like,
sounds good
when
to
I
me.
Think about orange juice or grapefruit juice, like a citrus juice, it sounds so refreshing. And when I have it, I love it.
So that might just be my high for next week. Mm-mm. Who knows? Better check back in.
You know what? That reminds me because when I was sick a couple weeks ago, I was making a smoothie, like, with kale and orange juice and, like, fruit and stuff. And we don't have a blender in our Boston apartment.
Mom just said
that. And I'm gonna get one.
I just dropped my mom is visiting Boston right now. She's visiting her friend. And so I walked her over to her friend's house. And her friend had a Vitamix in the kitchen.
Oh.
And mom was all over it.
Really?
And she was like, how much was that? Because Vitamix, I don't know how much they are. They're expensive. But they've had it for, like, 10 years.
Huh.
And so mom was eating it up. And then...
Wow.
Because we don't have a blender in
well,
Boston.
I want to get
blender
a blender
at home. Like,
I
at our
make
parents'
smoothies.
House, I think it died a year ago, and we still try and use it.
I love smoothies. I want to make smoothies, and orange juice reminded me of that. So, you know, when you catch me next week, like, if I get on that, I could have a blender by next week and next time we talk, so. Wow. Hold me to it.
What was your high?
I think my high was I got this meditation device, which is, like, so cool, honestly. I put it next to my bedside table, but essentially, it's from Hyperice. It's called Core.
Oh, it's from Hyperice?
Yes.
Oh.
It's from Hyperice. It's called Core, and it's this, like, ball, and it connects Bluetooth to my phone, so there's an app, and it has, like, guided meditations on it, but instead of just the guided meditation with, like, the audio and they're talking you through it, it's also, like, the ball you hold your thumbs on a specific spot the whole time, and the ball itself, like, vibrates and has, like, this kind of low vibration throughout it that just kind of keeps you present there, which is so good for me because I have a mind that wanders like crazy, and so I've always struggled with, like, meditation, breath work, things like that, because I just can't, like, focus. I just get distracted, and then I keep getting distracted, but this just, like, legitimately, like, keeps you centered because it just is, like, buzzing kind of in your hands the whole time. But then when they're taking you through, like, specific breathing techniques and stuff like that, like, it'll go in the pattern for you to be breathing. So it's just, like, super guided and cool. And then also because you're holding your thumbs on the thing the whole time, it tracks your heart rate. So then it tells you after kind of, like, your heart rate, and it'll keep track of that over time. I don't know. My point is I got this week, and I had been really struggling to sleep the first couple nights of the week. Like, could not sleep. This showed up in the mail. The last few nights that I've used it, it literally has, like, put me to sleep. Like, it's calmed me right down at night, and I've just, like, fallen asleep immediately. So, non-sponsored little plug there for that device that I got. It was probably my high the week, because it's so fun, and I'm, like, really into it. I'm just gonna keep it next to my bed, and hopefully do a little, like, 5-10 minute meditation breath work to put me to sleep.
I did think of another high, because God knows I can't.
Right.
I can't just leave it at one. I love how maybe 6 months ago, I would have like 12 lows and not one single high. And so now it's fun though. That's just
That's exciting. An endless stream
of high. I had like a personal training moment, because when you join a new gym, you get a little like personal training fitness level exam type of thing. And so I was talking to the personal trainer that was doing mine. She was asking me all about my habits, like my daily routine. And she was like, you sound like you have your life together. And I was like, that is so kind. Thank you.
So that was the high.
Yeah, because like sometimes validation. No matter where you are, like, I don't, even if you don't have your life together, like, your whatever you do or your action becomes your new baseline. And you can't really gauge.
Yeah, you get kind of numb, you know, to it.
So every time I'm like, oh my God, my life is such a mess. When really it's really put together.
Yeah.
It truly is. And I don't know, that's fun. So I was like, thank you so much. That's so kind. And then my low of the week was, I have had so many, I wouldn't say awkward, but difficult, not in the topics, but in the like execution conversations with people. Like, I just... You know when you're talking to someone and the conversation is not flowing and it's just like question, answer. I've had so many instances, one of which was like a whole dinner event. So we're like seated having a dinner and the food hasn't even come yet and we've all run out of things to say. And I'm asking questions. No. Yeah. And I'm like asking questions. Everyone would answer. Being curious. And then it's done. But you can only ask so many questions before you sound like a freak. And
yeah, I'm
like,
when I'm just trying to start into conversation. And it's always
a like, I've asked 5 questions in a row after silence. I can't keep doing this. Like, because I could have an endless stream of questions. Right. I could talk about myself, if that's what it comes to. Like, I could ask you an infinite amount of things that I want to know about you to try and start a conversation. But no one was biting the bullet, and it's like silent at this dinner, and the food hasn't even come, so we're in for a whole night, and it was crazy. And one time, someone was like, "Oh, something." We got started talking on running. Someone else said something about running, or like they went for a run. I was like, "Oh, where do you run?" In Boston, like blah blah blah. And so he said like his route or something, and he's like, "Oh, but no one wants to talk about running," and then went back to dead silent. And I was like, oh my God, like,
we had a lead.
I do want to talk about running. I just asked you about running. Like, I would absolutely love nothing more. I would sit here and talk about how you, like, milk your cow. But, like, I would say something that I'm so not interested in. But this is something I am interested in. Okay, milking cow,
you would be interested
in. I would. Actually, one of my friends,
we were having breakfast with him literally today. Grew up on a farm
and said something, and I was like, you know, I would body a farm. I would eat it up.
What did you say? You said one person.
I said I would play the part.
I would play the part.
Because I would. I don't think I could live on a farm for my whole life.
But I could play the part.
I could play the part so well. For honestly, I think I could handle it for about a month.
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
Like, I would really play the part for a week. Because if it was a week, I could just, like, dive into it. This is the reality for a week. For a month, I may be, like, a little bit more, like, not fully diving into it. You know what I mean? Might be more in and out. But then again, I watched the Hannah Montana movie, and I'm like, I just want that forever and always on that farm. It's just so peaceful riding horses.
You know what else is peaceful? The beach.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Teach their own. Do your thing.
Yeah. Okay, my low... And I'm saying this because I can literally feel it right now. 2 days ago, I was curling my hair. And the curling iron tapped my neck just enough, just for like a half of a split second, to burn me. And immediately, it was just like, you know, a big red splotchy area. And I didn't think it touched enough to like really, really burn me. You know, it just felt like, ah. And it was like red in like a big area. I immediately ice it. I think I'm out of the woods. I think everything is, like, all fine. And then I wake up the next morning and I just have this like seared stripe on my neck. And not only does it hurt, but it also looks disgusting. And
it looks like a birthmark.
It looks like a birthmark. My friend this morning said it looked like a hickey, but I really don't think it does because it's like a line, a straight line. However, I'm going in the office every day this week for my internship, and I'm like, really? Like, I'm going to meet like my new boss and my team, and I'm going to have this like disgusting ass scar on my neck.
Wear your hair down.
It's whatever, but it also just hurts a little bit, so that's annoying. Yeah. So that's probably a low for the week. If we're talking realistic lows, though, like, the beginning of the week, I just felt so drained for some reason. Like, I couldn't sleep very well. I then couldn't get to the gym because, like, I didn't sleep very well, so I didn't go in the morning. But then I was busy in the afternoon, and I was working during the day. So the beginning of the week just felt a little bit, like, not my vibe. But I really turned it around and picked it up. So I would say it was, like, it was a growth moment. It was, like, a low that didn't have to stay low because I decided not to. And then my goal this week, because I am going to the office for the first time for this job that is going to be mostly remote, but next week I'm just in person every day, is just to, like, have my shit together, really, in general, be in my routine.
I hope you realize how difficult it is and how nice you have it that you can
be mostly remote when you're not.
You get to wake up an hour later than me.
It's not the wake up, it's the being gone all day, because I can like multitask when I'm at home a bit more.
Yeah, but
otherwise you're just locked out for the whole
day. But you also don't, I have to, 2 hours out of my day are eaten up by commuting.
Is it that long?
It's an hour there, an hour back.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Mad respect.
And I have to like get dressed and be presentable.
Right.
And wear real clothes all day.
Yeah.
Which is wild. So I really hope you get that to the fullest extent. And then you never complain ever in your life. My goal is to do laundry because normally I would have done it on a Friday.
You see, you can multitask when you're at
home. Because you can multitask. Yeah. Because what do? I put my clothes, it takes 2 seconds to put my clothes in the in the laundry. That's that. I switch them. We're done. But now I have the fattest pile of, like, it's
over
two sizes of my laundry basket. And it's just shoved in my closet because
it's going to be two loads.
Yeah. And so now I'm like, do I even have clean clothes for work this week? No idea what I'm going to wear. Normally I have my outfits planned out like 2 weeks in advance. Haven't gotten there. So that's going to be figured out. But also now I'm like, what clothes do I even have available to me? Which right. I definitely do. But the other thing is it has to be work appropriate. And sometimes
it looks business cash, you know, but it's not. Yeah. You know, there's like a little crop or a little
right.
something.
I'm like, you know, if I was running this office, I'm not. I'm the intern. But anywho, so my goal is to do my laundry this week. I don't know when it'll get done, but I just think it's probably not going to get done until next Friday, because who are we kidding? I'm not doing it in a nighttime function. Oh, and the next Tuesday we're making fish tacos.
What?
Yeah. So, that'll be fun.
So, flop eras. I feel like flop era is like the new cancel culture, almost.
No.
No?
What?
Like, not, okay, not in the same way.
What?
Not in
Where did you get that from?
Because I feel like when it comes to, like, celebrities or anything like that, like, people will, like, claim flop eras for them. Like, and it's not in the same way that
flop
cancel culture
isn't, like,
is.
Slandering, like, image damaging, yeah. life
no,
damaging.
No, it's not. It's not, but people will be like, oh, like, they're in their flop era or something
I thought
like that.
The
like,
flop era isn't going to ruin your life.
No, it's not. But
it's just a silly thing that happened.
But it is something that I feel like people, like, claim about other people. Like, when, like, musicians, like, have an album and it maybe is, like, a different style or not, you don't think it's, like, as good as the past, then I feel like people, like, say that they're in their flop era when really that person's just existing and it's just a new moment in time. But we also, like, claim flop eras for ourselves. And I think it's, like, a silly, goofy thing when you can look at it just, like, casually and be like, oh, that was a flop.
I'd say a flop right
that
now
was a
is
flop.
My socks. I just went, put so, one leg up on the chair. Why is the bottom of my sock dirty?
Oh, where have you been?
I think I walked outside today.
With bare feet? Outside?
Well, I went to go get Mom.
Pick the parents up?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I opened the door, and she was down the street halfway, and so I, like, stepped outside looking for her.
Oh, God.
And she was like, oh, I'm here. I'm at the door. 5 minutes later, I walked downstairs, and she's down the street. I was like, okay. Are you in the wrong place? It took me forever to find her.
Anyways, I don't think a flop era is the same as, like, being canceled and canceled
culture. Yes, so don't say that. No, don't equate them.
But my thing is, like, I feel like the concept of, like, flop eras has come on more recently. I don't think it's a term that I would have used 2 years ago
at all. No, because it was a trend. A trendy thing.
I guess so.
It happened.
I guess so. But it really makes you think, like, if you're claiming a flop era on someone else or if you're claiming a flop era on yourself, it's like, what does that actually mean?
I just want to preface that I don't think it means anything. It's just a plot point. Nope, flopped. What happens when you picture a fish. Like, it's just flopping there. Every time it flops down, it, like, flops back up.
But essentially, it's, like, a period of time where things feel like they're on the low. Like, some sort of failure, if you will, or, like, lack of success or, like, movement in your life. Or just, like, low-tier behavior, I would say. Like, when you're looking low at that, where, like, low-tier behavior. Like, you look back and you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? Or, like, what the fuck was I doing? Kind of thing. Like,
I kind of equate it for, like, embarrassment because I don't really think...
So, wait, you look at flop as more of, like,
I don't think it's
an embarrassing moment versus, like, a low point of life.
Well, I would also consider a low point of life, like, that was embarrassing. But in, like, an embarrassment isn't real, like, that was embarrassing.
Okay.
Like, when I fell on the treadmill. Did I already say that in this episode? Did I explain that?
You said that, like, in the first 2 minutes.
Because it was crazy. You'd think after the first time it happens, you're like, I just fell on the treadmill, that's funny. And then the second time, you're like, oh my god, I just fell again. And the third time, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with my feet right now? And then a fourth time comes around.
Can you explain to me the fall? Like,
yeah. So, I was on, I don't know if you guys know what a Woodway treadmill is, but it's...
Wait, what? Woodway?
Woodway. It's a brand of treadmill.
No, but, I don't.
But it's not just, like, one single strip of belt. It's kind of chunked off, like, it looks like a hardwood floor with a bunch of pieces. So,
is it, like, the curved treadmill? Like, the
no. Speed? It's almost like
it's not
an air runner treadmill, but flattened, and it works like it has a motor and everything.
So it works like a regular
treadmill. So basically, the treadmill is, like, has slats in it, almost.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a little bit bouncier. So like, it's so a little squishy. Tripping. And I wear Hokas, which are the fattest shoes you could ever imagine.
Right.
And I wear the fat ones because feet need some cushions. I pronate. And so I'm running. I'm really tired. I think it was a Thursday. And so I wasn't picking my feet up that much. I was getting tired. It's 5 a.m. What can you do about it? You know what I mean? I tripped. It was always my right foot, too. My right foot, just the toe caught. And I did a little trip. And it wasn't just a, oops, I tripped, I caught myself. It was I was gripping the handlebars, like, I was afraid my leggings were gonna rip apart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I fell.
She fell.
Yeah, so it happened once. I was like, oh my god, I hope no one saw. Because it was pretty, like, it was a loud grip. And then 10 minutes later, happens again. 10 minutes later, happens again. It happened 4 times in 40 minutes. That has to be.
You ran for 40 minutes? Good for you.
I think. I don't like a treadmill run.
Seems like you did.
I really don't. Yeah, well, it seems like I didn't. It was really hard.
So that was for sure a flop moment. When I was thinking, like, what is a flop era that I've had, like, very vividly, the first thing that came to mind was, like, 2 summers ago, I was trying to save a little coin. I was trying to save a little money on my hair. So I go, instead of to, like, you know, a typical hair salon, I go to a beauty school. And it was a very discounted rate. Because a
beauty school
rate.
Will have, like...
It was a very discounted rate. Because they're students, obviously. They need to practice on someone. Like,
they're not professionals
yet. Yeah, they know much more than me. But they're not the like, absolute professionals yet, you know? Like, they're practicing. And so I go... And I pay a lot less for my hair. And I also, like, this is irrelevant, but I did have kind of a bad experience because, like, they would break for lunch and then the students would, like, switch. So I would, like...
What?
I would be there literally all day because they had to check, like, every step, like, with their manager.
They would break for lunch? So it would be, like, a really slow procedure.
Like, yeah, like, I would have, like, throughout the day, like, the person doing my hair, like, switched. And, I went there a couple times. And, like, it would always happen. That's so weird. It would always happen when there was, like, some odd switch.
That's so weird.
Because, like, they would just, like, they would have to go to class. So then the other ones would come, like, someone else would take over.
That's so weird.
I know. Anyways, it was, like, I had gone before and I'd had, like, decent experiences. Like, you know, they did something. Except this time, I wanted a money piece. But something went a little bit wrong in the moneying process.
I don't like a money piece.
Where I was left
with a money piece is like the front of your head. The couple pieces in the front of your head are brighter than the rest of your hair.
But it wasn't bright. It was orange. Like, I left with an orange
chunk. And it was larger than a money piece.
And it was large. It was a chunk. It was a chunk. And I watch old, like, TikTok videos and look at old pictures. And I'm like, oh my god, it was a chunk. Like, it was almost like a square of, like...
I'm pretty sure Mom and I joked about it a lot.
It was just, like, an orange, chunky square. And it was crazy. But I signed a waiver saying that I would be okay with it. And so I had to be okay with it. I just had to live with it. And I think, like, I think I did, like, send the girl a picture and was like, hey, can we fix this? And I think I went back, but I had to pay again. Because, essentially, it was another practice job, like, for them to fix it. Like, I had to pay again. And so I didn't, in the end, save money because I had to go twice, and for at least a period of time I had an orange chunk, and I don't think it was ever fully fixed. I think we just kind of like moderated it a little bit. So I would definitely,
like, I feel like you went back and then it was bad again
potentially. But I also think that there were just certain, like, I was never, whenever I've got my hair done in the past, like, I was never that, I guess, explicit about what I wanted. I keep telling her to go dark. I don't want to be like dark, but I just, like, never knew exactly what I wanted. That was never explicit. Yeah, and so there were some times where I think that I was, like, way too blonde and it just, like, washed me out. And I look back and I'm like, oh my god, that was way too blonde, because I just think my hair right now looks so much more natural and nice. But I'm still figuring that out. But I would say, looking back, it feels like big flop eras anytime my hair felt, like, way too saturated blonde for me. But, like, most... especially that time with the orange chunk.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
It was a silly time.
I would say a flop era would be Singapore 2020.
2022.
January 3rd, 2022 to April 4th, 2022.
It was only a year ago.
Crazy.
Or it was a whole year ago.
It was
a whole year ago that we went there. It's crazy. Time just flies.
That was just, it was locked out. And you're like, you guys know the story. You've been around.
We've talked about
it. If you haven't been here, go back to those episodes and you can just eat it up. But horrendous time mentally.
It was just mentally so challenging. Like,
so bad. Everything was still locked down because we grew up in Southeast Asia. Like, we grew up around there. No, we love it. We grew up in Hong Kong. But No, we wanted to go back.
Had wanted to go back for years and years and years, and have been looking forward to that for literally so long.
And then it was bad because everything was locked down. We couldn't do anything. There was a curfew. There was a 5-person limit, and we're 2 people. So anything, like, you get to 5 fast when you count as 2. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, 5 may sound like a lot of people, but
when you're 2... it's just you and 3 others. When you're a family of 4, you can't do anything with anyone else. You can't do anything.
Yeah, we couldn't do, like, your family. Because our parents were living there, too. And so if my dad had a work dinner, there was a other families that were living there that he worked with.
Like, that
you couldn't do anything. It was so
difficult. So there was no socialization. It was so isolating.
Masks everywhere.
It was just hard to exist.
You had to scan in everywhere, so then it would be, like, no... If you wanted to go somewhere, but you didn't really want to go that bad, you just wouldn't.
Yeah, I think we went, and it was, like, so exciting in the very beginning because it was like, oh my god, like, we're in Asia again, this is so exciting. I was, like, going to the fruit markets and getting fruit and, like, sitting by the pool, and we were kind of adventuring the first couple of weeks. But
then it was, like,
very quickly difficult. It became clear that, like, everything was so challenging to do at that time, and the more you tried to challenge things and do things over and over, it was, like, the worst that it got, and it was almost draining out.
It was just funny. It got to a point where it was just comical how poorly things were going.
And I truly, like, I feel as if, like, I literally gave up because I
just was so drained. No, our entire family did. It was so bad.
Like,
because then it was hard to be social there, and then we, like, lost contact with our friends here until we came back, but it was just, it was, like, paralyzing almost.
But
it was
even,
so bad.
Even doing anything, like, we stopped even, like, going to the beach there because their one beach was, like, so far away and it was a force to get there. And then there were often, like, issues when we were even there.
You had to, like, sign up and apply to go to the beach. It was,
like,
crazy.
We stopped trying that many new restaurants because
yeah, we didn't try any
they would
new
always
places.
Be hard to get to, and, like, they were always so disappointing. We went on, like, a family adventure once where we were like, we're gonna get bikes and we're gonna bike around.
It rained
the countryside and it literally like Singapore
downpour,
would also rain
not just
once
a
day,
rain
like
thing.
Randomly downpour. So it just poured
it
on
was
us the whole time.
The most miserable experience. But then you're on a bike, like, you got it. We just found shelter and we had to sit and wait for in dead silence because our like, you know, when you go on a family expedition.
And then it just
was
starts
dead.
Pouring
was,
rain and lightning
yeah,
on you and you
silent.
Think you're going to die and you're
it
stuck
bad,
in the middle though. Of the country.
But I would say
it was
that
quite
was a
the
major
adventure.
Flop era for sure.
It
Not
was.
To say that it wasn't like an experience and we had fun and we like tried our best
it
to make the most of it.
It was incredibly an experience. I wouldn't say it was an incredible experience, but it incredibly was an experience.
It was an experience.
And
for
it,
sure.
It feels like a flop. One, like, because, you know, like, my expectations were high, and then the situation itself did not live up to it, but also, like, my mental state was, like,
horrendous,
probably,
I'd say.
It was horrendous. It was probably the worst it had been in so long, because I was so frustrated with the experience, I was so drained, that, like, even then when things, like, would go well or something, it felt, like, so short-lived, it felt like there was, like, a new challenge every day, just being there for whatever reason, like, it was just immaculately draining. Where, like, I just, like, had a hard time doing anything. I would just, like, waste days. It was hard to even take advantage of the good things in front of me, which then just perpetuated it, because then I would feel all, like, regretful and, like, not present and not grateful, but it just
we
spiraled.
Did, one of our best friends, her family had moved to Singapore at the same time our dad moved to Singapore, so she went to visit, so we did get to see her. We made some other friends, her mutual friends, actually, which was some good things that came out of it. But
some very great
def a flop
of it,
I'd say for sure an era of a flop
but I do feel like sometimes a flop era, like, it can feel like a flop, like, relative to a past really positive era or like a past success. And I don't think that was fully the case for that. Like that definitely.
No, I think that was
not
in
fully
any,
the
in
case.
In any state, that would have been a flop.
It was bad. It was a flop. But I think a lot of the time, like when we think something's a flop era, like especially if like, I don't know, I made the example in the beginning of like talking about a musician like in their flop era. Like sometimes something can be actually really successful as it is, but just relative to a past experience or a past success, like it feels like a flop. So it kind of comes from that comparison or self-comparison in yourself. But in real life, maybe it's not actually a flop. Maybe it's just that wave of life. Like I like to say life comes in waves, and Catherine likes to say like natural evolution of life. And so to label something a flop, it could just be like where your life is at right then, and it could be like the growth before something big, or it could be like learning experience.
Like, yeah, obviously that's true. We'll say it again and again. But I will also say again and again that like not everything is for like, oh, sorry, can you just live your life? Like you don't always have to be living to grow or force yourself to grow, because then you separate yourself from actual like growth and evolution. I don't really care about growth. I care about evolution. And part of that is just live your life and do your thing.
Yeah.
And part of that is, like, a flop era. But I will say...
But part of that, I think, can be, like, when you're in that moment to almost, like laugh it off and be like, this is, like, comical, the way that it feels life is flopping right now. Like, still be present with yourself in that, but not, like, fight it so hard that it, like, feels like everything is against you. Because, like, inevitably things go so wrong
sometimes. I don't
think
flops are that deep. I think it's just a little thing that's happening.
Except for when it feels really deep when you're in that moment.
Yeah, right. But then when you're out of it, you're like, oh. Remember that?
Remember that?
Remember that?
But I will say, like, other than maybe, like, mental health flops, physical health flops, like, things like that, like, if you just feel like you're in an era of flop, think about how it actually might be fine in itself and might just be like where you're at in life, and that maybe you only feel that way relative to a different phase of your life.
Flops don't have to be like mental health. They don't have to be, like I said, they don't have to be that deep.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what if you're going through a week, you ever have a week where just nothing aligns? You're like, oh my god, I missed my train. Oh my god, I forgot another low of the week. Every day I shake a protein shake at work.
Oh my god.
In the morning. I always have the lid on. I always have the thing snapped. It's because it's in a shaker bottle. I guess the pressure was too much one day, or I didn't press it down all the way.
Oh, no.
I went to shake it. It went flying everywhere. Like,
in the train?
No, at work.
Oh.
At work.
At least it wasn't in the train. I thought.
Well,
I
it was on
train.
My computer. I sent you a picture. It was on my computer. But that was a day where I would say that whole day was a flop. Like, it was raining. I went to the gym in the morning, and I didn't wash my hair, but I did sit in the steam room, so it got humid, and then I didn't wash my hair, but I also didn't dry it, and then on my way to work, like I said, it takes a fat walk to get there. It was raining, but not raining. Had it been, like, downpouring and got my hair saturatedly wet, that would have been fine, because then it would have dried. No, it was a light mist. A droplet. A series of droplets. It was, like, it was weirdly wet. And then, you know, when your hair gets... I have pretty straight hair, but it has breakage, or I guess if I put it in a bun or something, it's going to get a little bit wavy and a weird pattern. So it was that point, and it was, like, half dirty, and it was just so bad. And then I spilled my protein shake, and then I, like, spilled water on myself, and it was just, like, oh, it was silly. And then I went to a meeting that I didn't know was canceled, and I'm, like,
but
sitting
honestly,
in the room.
No one else probably noticed that but you. It just, like, felt gross to you.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't... It felt gross to me. It was,
so, like your
silly to me.
Really,
I'm not
like,
saying it was a
you.
Public thing, obviously.
Other people,
but,
like, are not usually noticing.
It can just be
a
floppy time.
Also, I do think it's science that after the hardest flops can come the hardest slays. Because there's potentially a lot of self-discovery in that era. Or, like, you're getting recharged. Or maybe it wasn't necessarily a flop in itself, but it was, like, you know, you were, like, working on something before it actually came to light. You were, like, learning and trying new things, and it wasn't always working. But then you, like, eventually figure it out. Like, I do feel like the hardest flops can lead to the hardest slays, even if it is just you learning what you don't want again.
Also, like, a fish flops. The harder it flops down, the higher it's gonna flop back up.
Uh-huh. Like a trampoline.
You know, I would kill to do one of those, like,
trampoline
giant trampoline. No.
I don't know.
I don't want to go to a trampoline park. I don't want to attend a trampoline park. You don't, if it's like a high dive level and then it's like you jump off in this trampoline and it's like they do their little backflips and they like step a trampoline up a wall. And it's a big drop to the trampoline and then it, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
To just try.
Another
flop. If you were a fan, if you're like a kid with a trampoline growing up, that's so fun for you.
It was a flop as a kid. It felt like a flop
to not have a trampoline. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
last... We didn't have a trampoline.
So. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. So last summer, and Catherine and I are in California visiting some of our good friends. Friends that we have been friends with since childhood. As well as their cousin. Birth, some would say. We have baby photos with the one who's our age and his younger brother, like, likely since birth because we were birthed before he was. We're in California. We're visiting them. We all go to a gathering, an event, so our good friends, their cousin's friend, and there...
We all took two cars on the way there.
We took two cars on the way there.
The person driving the second car left early, so we have one car on the way back. So we're left
with one car. Surely it should be enough to still fit us all, though, so there really is, like, nothing we're worrying about when we're doing
the math in our heads there. It might have been a few double seats.
It might have been, like, a double seat or two. However, our friend...
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change. And their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarche.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
Decides that he's going to drive his girlfriend and all of her group of friends home, which would be fine other than the fact that where are we to sit?
Oh.
Oh.
Perfect solution, on the floor.
On the floor.
On the floor.
On the floor.
Two of, three. Three of the boys that we were with just pig-piled in the back. In the third row that was put down because there was stuff in the back. And then Caroline and I... sat seated crisscross applesauce, not crisscross applesauce, like knees up, hugging your knees, to condense yourself, right on the floor of the minivan.
Our first time in downtown LA, we're coming back, we're driving back, and here we are seated on the floor.
It was the silliest thing you could minivan. Imagine.
And it felt like we were put in our place, but in a place that we didn't belong.
because you don't, like, imagine sitting on the floor. It was a pretty silent car ride, I'd say, back.
Like, it was almost so like, silly. Oh, we forgot that we came together and we're driving you back, but, like, there's room for you on the floor. I mean, we were babies together. Like,
no, but all of our other friends were, like, in the back. And so we were just, it was funny. It was so funny. It was like,
Catherine and I were just, like, staring at each other, like... on the verge of both tears and laughter at the same time.
Laughter tears.
Laughter tears.
I don't think I was filled with tears.
Laughter tears. Well, I personally was upset, but I was also laughable. It was like, is this really the reality right now? Like,
Everyone was crammed in a car and we were sitting on the floor
of a dirty minivan.
That was just funny.
So that felt like a flop.
That trip, you guys know that trip. We've talked about that trip. It was a trip where I didn't sleep more than 2 hours for 7 days straight. And on the last day, we were just hanging out and talking to people, really. In the best way possible.
Yeah.
It was just an accident that I didn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the last day, I think, I had a chagachino, which is... It's a cappuccino. It's
a cappuccino with some, like, functional mushroom.
Yeah,
like,
functional mushroom cappuccino.
Which is, like, not a drug, then, by the way. It's not, like, magic mushroom. It's, like, functional mushroom
It's like,
plants. It's just, like, plants.
And then I had a kombucha, and I had another, like, functional mushroom kind of
functional mushrooms type drink. One day?
Yeah. All three of those were my breakfast, and it took me until 5 p.m. to finish them.
I do look back at videos from that trip, though, and I loved my hair color. I was tan. It was summer. I was glowing. It was right after we had gotten back from Singapore, and I think the hair job that I got in Singapore was honestly one of the best of my life. It was, like, brown. It was, like, a little bit ashy. Anyways,
I took a picture of your hair the other day, and I told you it looked good.
I know, I liked that too.
And I complimented it today. Thank you. So I think that's all the means for you to
take it. It's dirty right at this very moment. It's funny because that moment, like, felt like such a flop, but now I can look back at it, and, like, there were really, like, funny times and, like, funny memories to, like, look back on. It just feels, like, kind of giggly now. And there were also good moments, too, because I look back and I'm like, damn, I was tan, it was summer, it was all a good vibe. So sometimes when something feels like a flop in the moment, like, if you can just laugh it off. Like, you really can. It's
funny.
Because now it's just, like, funny. It's just, like, whatever. We went through that, and we're giggling now.
It was silly. So flop eras really aren't that deep. To be honest, your life isn't that deep in, like, the most empowering way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of, you live, you learn, you do your thing.
Sometimes I feel like
you
something
put it down,
like,
flip it and reverse it.
Difficult in the moment, or, like, a what the fuck moment, like, floppy moment. I, like, legitimately picture that little moment being, like, a dot and then zooming out of, like, an entire life, an entire universe, and I'm like, yeah, it doesn't
You know what's
matter.
Funny is I was just at my mom's friend's house with my mom, and they were talking about, like, their college friends, and they're like, what did we even do? Like, did we ever go to the grocery store? Or my mom brought us new plates today, and she was like, I can't remember if we even had plates in college.
If we even had plates.
And she was like, I don't remember, did we ever go to a grocery store? And they were like, well, I had a car. And they were like, well, what car did I have? And, like, they just couldn't remember all the little, like, the silly things. Like, it really doesn't matter. You're just living your life. You're doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't remember when
they
went to the grocery
store. And, like,
when
you look back, like, I can't remember any, like, single piece of, like, drama or, like, any specific, like, hangout or anything like that from, like, 5 years ago, you know? Like, everything that kind of felt so big in the moment, like, if you feel like you embarrassed yourself, or if you feel like you, like, were excluded from something, all of that.
Not to,
like,
say that those don't matter, because they build up and they, like, create your experiences that whether you're not you know, remember them by detail or cognitively, they still are memories, or, like, part of how you function, how you exist, who you hang out with, or surround yourself by. But the actual details and the specifics and, you know, how deep it feels right now,
the more you zoom out on life
matter.
And get past something.
And so that's why you're, like, if you're flopping, keep flopping until you don't.
Keep flipping and
flopping. Keep flipping and flopping, and that's that. Do your thing. It's funny. It's not, like, embarrassment isn't real. It's just funny. It's just a point in your life.
And that
who doesn't want more
points? That you will get past, like, that you will inevitably get past and, like, be in such a better place one day and look back and just kind of, like, be able to giggle at that or see some sort of silver lining, if nothing else.
So let's find the silver linings in some of your flops, which we did ask on Instagram, question box, at Girls with Goals Pod, at Caroline Kaneen, at Catherine Kaneen. You know the drill, Instagram, TikTok, they're all linked below. But let's read some out for the double take.
This first one, very, very simple. She said, my ex-boyfriend.
Could be a flop.
Could be a flop. But at the end of the day, it was also, like, an experience that you had in your life. So you can giggle and move on. This one I thought was really funny. Someone said, my dressing emo phase, I thought I ate, but the plate was still full. And she did make a side note that she is still emo at heart, but she no longer dresses the part.
That's funny.
And to that I say, do you. Somebody said, the constant sorry to decline you emails about scholarships.
So, like, every scholarship they applied to got rejected. That's funny. Because that's not like a, oh my god, they don't like me. That's just like a, I got declined. It's not that obviously, like, money's on the line, so the financials of it are that deep, but it's not, like, a personal thing to an extent. I'd say that just classifies as a flop.
Mm-hmm. Another flop, somebody locked themselves out of, they said flat, so I'm assuming
their apartment.
From English. So, from England. Oh. Not from English. From England. She locked herself out of her apartment for a whole hour last night. So that definitely felt like a flop. And it was so recent. It was just last night.
What if it's cold outside?
I know. But then she said she had a great Sunday reset today. So, like, really, she's already moved past the flop. And just that's how small it is. That's kind of funny, though. That's annoying in the moment. But then you look back and you're like, oh, that's kind of funny.
If I got locked out, I feel like I would attempt to pick the lock. So I would fail. I would fail so hard. Because what would I use? Maybe I would try a stick.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I would get in. If I did get locked out and I, like, lost my phone and didn't have my phone, I would go to... Because we also don't have a buzzer in our apartment, but our friends live across the street, and I feel like I have this plan in my head. If I did get locked out, I would go buzz them.
And sleep
there. And, no, have them call
one
of you guys, and then get inside.
Mm-hmm. This next one comes directly from our friend from a conversation that we recently had about his... passed in competitive swing dancing.
I swear to God, this kid pulled out so many. This morning, he goes,
he's the one who has the farm.
No, it's like a known fact that he doesn't cook. And this morning, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm like cooking chicken the other night. I'm like,
I've been loving meal prep.
I'm like, I'm sorry. What? And then something comes, he was like, oh yeah, when I was little, I would like competitively cook, like a timed Master Chef situation. What? And I was like, there's no, like, you must be lying.
Wait, what?
And then we're at lunch and he goes, oh, I like swing dancing.
Like, oh my competitively, God. Like I took it really seriously.
So funny.
So funny.
That's so funny.
But that's like not a
that's
flop.
That's a flop. I would say that's a slight, like as hard as it goes.
That's one of the hardest slays
you could ever slay.
And last but not least, somebody says, my everyone else is the problem era.
That's funny. That's a good one.
And, like, other people may be problematic, but...
Oh. Anna! Yeah. I have something to tell you after this. I just remembered. Okay.
Well, that sounds quite important. So with that...
You're going to leave it in.
Yeah. With that, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was, like, a bit more lighthearted, but all fun, really. And, like, things to think about, things to take with you or to not, and just enjoy for this moment and leave it at that. Like, this podcast listening experience for you can be whatever you want it to be. You know? Sometimes you guys write us and... you, like, have made vision boards and things like that we've talked about. Or, like, you send us notes that you've taken from the episode, which is, like, so, so cool.
This podcast can be that deep. It also doesn't have to be that deep.
It can be super deep, and it also doesn't have to
it
be that deep.
It can just be some background noise.
It can be. You can be cooking, you can be walking, you can be doing anything you want. You could be at the gym, you can be driving. Anyways, with that... I'll leave you to think about all the different ways that you can come back to our podcast
that
next
you
Monday.
Have flopped.
And all the ways that you flopped. Start thinking about it. If you guys have something that you want to share with us now, write us at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram. You can also reach out or follow each of our personal Instagrams and TikTok.
I would take the can out of that and say
should. Caroline Kanine.
And Catherine Kanine.
And we will see you guys next Monday. Bye.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything,
car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.